Here's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about determining just how vulnerable and how weak you might be in the middle of a disaster or a tragedy that eliminates both the electrical power to your home and your ability to travel. And I'm going to give you a challenge. I'm going to ask you to do something that you may not want to do. You may say, I don't see the point in this or what have you, but it comes from my days in the military. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a drill. Now, you're going to determine the length or the duration or the time of your drill, how long your drill is going to last for. And I want you to be careful with this. If it's, this is not, the time to try this drill is in a relatively good time in your life and a relatively good season of your life. Don't do this when it's 107 degrees outside, and don't do it when it's 10 below outside. Do this at a time of year where you can handle it. And as I explain it in a minute, you'll understand why I'm giving you those cautions. But let me explain to you where this idea came from with me originally. When I was in the Army, we were a unit that could be deployed into a combat scenario at any given time. We could have to pack up this second, get all our stuff together, get on helicopters or airplanes, and be flown into a combat situation. We would have to take everything with us that we needed to accomplish our mission. As individual soldiers, we had a table of things that we were supposed to bring. Certain clothing items, certain equipment items. We drew our weapons. We would draw a certain amount of ammunition, everything like that. Now, as a group, each group had its own purpose. I was a mechanic in the military. I worked on heavy wheel vehicles. So we would deploy with a certain amount of equipment. Usually we would deploy with vehicles. Even if we were getting on planes, our vehicles would either go on a ship or go on aircraft, and we would take things like a tool van, which was basically like a rolling motor pool. And the cooks would have to take whatever they needed to actually cook and provide food and water to everybody. And we had guys that actually did provide the water, and they did water purification, and they would have to bring all of their equipment. And it was amazing. I mean, even down to office personnel that did paperwork. Everybody had things that they had to do, and this entire system would move as one. Now, even in a place like the military where everything's regimented, everybody knows what their job, everybody's well-trained, that doesn't always go off without a hitch. And you can't know what your weaknesses are unless you test them. And honestly, when it's time to go to battle, that's not the time to test your weaknesses. So what would happen is we would be told, train, this is what you do, this is how you act, this is where you go, this is where we all come together. And we would run various levels of drills. Like a level one drill might just be everybody got all their stuff, got ready to go. And then just kind of said, okay, that was the drill, go back about your lives, whatever that is. On another drill, we might actually do this. We might load everything up. We might put vehicles on ships. We might actually go somewhere. We might actually deploy from Panama to Honduras and then just go back. Or we might deploy from Panama to Honduras and then do a peacetime mission once we've got there. That's actually what I did at one point. We did a deployment, we went and we built a road, and we came back. But we did the deployment like we were deploying into combat to test our weaknesses, to see where our vulnerabilities were, to make sure that everybody knew how to do it and knew what we were really facing and knew how bad it could be if we weren't prepared. That's what I want you to try in your own home. This is going to be very easy to do, but it's going to be kind of daunting. The first thing that I want you to do this on sometime when you have a couple days off work, okay? So, like a Saturday, Sunday thing would be a way to do this. Or if you have a vacation day or a holiday or something, you might think this is not a way to spend your holiday, but again, I'm going to challenge you to try this. All I want you to do is take the keys to your car, put them away in a drawer somewhere, and pretend they don't exist for 24 or 48 hours. If you're brave, maybe 72, okay? I want you to go outside of your home, and I want you to throw the main breaker switch that provides electricity to your house, and I want you to turn your power off. Okay? And then I want you to go deal with that situation. Oh, one more thing. I also want you to pretend that the faucets that deliver water to your home don't work. Don't turn them on. Don't use any water. Now, it's up to you how much preparation you want to do in advance. I'd say, if you really want to know what this is like, do it even just the first time for 12 hours. You know, make sure you have a watch or something so you can keep time, right? Because all your microwaves are going to go off. Your phones are going to go off because most of us don't have a wired phone anymore. We have phones plugged in. Don't use your cell phone. Just deal with the situation for 12, 24, 48 hours. Now, think about things like this. One, your food's going to spoil in your refrigerator. So, maybe you want to deplete your refrigerator before you do this. That's going to be an issue you're going to have to deal with, though. All I'm saying is put yourself into the situation where the electrical grid, for whatever reason, has failed. Put yourself into a situation where you can't go to 7-Eleven or the supermarket. Put yourself in a situation where you don't have complete climate control. Just put yourself into that situation. See what happens. Get yourself a notebook. Journal everything that you experience. When it starts to get dark and you can't find a way to keep light. And start thinking, okay, I had this flashlight in the drawer. It worked. It got me through the situation. Had the lights been off for 2 weeks, what would have happened? Try it. This is an interesting, interesting thing to do. And if you do it one time, just once in your life, it'll drive home how vulnerable you are. And you might be thinking, hey, you know what? I've been around where the power's gone off before. We got through it. How long was it off? A day? 2 days? Did you have a car? Could you go somewhere and get other stuff? Were all your neighbors' power off, you know? Was your neighbor's power off and did you pick the phone up and call somebody and could they deliver you a pizza, right? Yeah, you can't order pizzas during this drill. No phone, no electricity, no running water. Go ahead and use the toilets, all right? Because, you know, it's a drill, it's an operation. So don't deal with that right now. Go ahead and use the toilets. But you have no water. If you want to kind of cook on the grill, let's say that is available to you, but you have what you have. If you run out of gas, if you run out of charcoal, you're eating cold cereal out of a box. Try it. See how it works out. And what I'd love to hear is from people brave enough to try this in the comments section on our blog, our podcast blog. Tell us about your experience. Tell us what it taught you. I think it'll be an amazing, eye-opening experience. If you have kids, this would be really a great thing to do with your kids. No iPods, no internet, no computers, no instant messages, no cell phones, no nothing. 24 hours. Try it. Let us know how it works out. It will start to change the way you think, the way you prepare, the way you do things in your life. So, remember, the Survival Podcast is about helping you figure out how to live the life that you really want to live, whether times get tough or they don't. This little exercise will help you see how you're going to have to live if times do get tough, be it for a week or a lot longer. And there's an old saying, a saying that I learned from a friend of mine named Valery Azanov, who was a former member of the Russian Special Forces and later in his life, the infamous KGB. And in the Russian military, they taught him a philosophy that he carried with him through the rest of his life. And that is, those who sweat in peacetime bleed less in wartime. That's what this little exercise is designed to do for you, for your family, for your loved ones. It's just designed to make you sweat a little bit in peacetime. And that may save you bleeding a little bit in wartime.